protecting against disease and safeguarding health, more has been accomplished during the 20th century than in all the previous history of man. The American Medical Association, in conjunction with your local medical society, proudly presents Medical Milestone.
Voltaire once said, "Men who are occupied in the restoration of health to other men by the joint exertion of skill and humanity are above all the great of the earth. They even partake of divinity, since to preserve and renew is almost as noble as to create." These words were written a few years ago by a small-town physician dying of leukemia. They were part of a legacy to his son, who he hoped would become a doctor. He knew that the 20th century physician is a practitioner of one of the great sciences of the world, that within the scientific body of medicine, there are the muscles and bones of many other sciences. And yet he knew that medicine is as much an art as it is a science, an art that must be applied to the constantly different patterns of human nature. It is this combination of art and science, this joint exertion of skill and humanity, that forms the personality of medicine. 4 centuries before Christ, Hippocrates, the father of medicine, wrote,
"Some patients, though conscious that their condition is perilous, recover their health simply through their contentment with the goodness of the physician."
Hippocrates and the physician dying of leukemia both knew that the personality of medicine is a relationship, a doctor-patient relationship. It is only natural for the person who is ill to expect human understanding and compassion, along with all the benefits of modern medical science. It is only natural for the person who has dedicated his life to the saving of human lives to be expected to have that understanding and compassion. A patient who finds himself helpless under fever, pain, or injury reaches for a relationship as well as a cure. The physician knows this. He knows he must minister not only to human bodies, but to human hearts, minds, and emotions as well. Hippocrates said,
"To heal even an eye, one must heal the head, and indeed the whole body."
Thus, the wise physician knows that by establishing a warm relationship of cooperation and understanding between himself and his patient, he is enlisting the support of the strongest instinct the human being has, that of survival. It is this very dedication to the art of medicine that often makes a doctor seem cool and impersonal. He must face the fact that sometimes he will be helpless. There are times when there is nothing that his science or his art can do to prevent death or a lifetime of disability. And yet the demands of his profession continue from many other patients in many other crises. It is a never-ending struggle to achieve the proper balance of sympathy and professional poise. The doctor's most agonizing decisions lie not in questions of science, but in the field of human relations. The patient must know this. The doctor-patient relationship must be founded on mutual understanding. The small-town physician dying of leukemia left these words for the son he hoped would become a doctor.
"There'll be times when you're filled with great happiness in medicine. But there are times when all the depths of hell would not come close to touching your soul. You'll be blessed or cursed with an insight which few persons receive. The knowledge of length of life, of when and why, and worse, how a person will die. Knowing these facts, you will have to decide how to tell a person or his family what is coming. Knowing all these facts, do you have the courage to become a doctor?"
Medical Milestones has been brought to you by the American Medical Association, dedicated to the science and art of medicine, and to the enlightenment of all who care about life and think about health.